This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And now to one of the most nagging dilemmas of our time. Do you text or do you call? Commentator Rob Walker says how we use our phones says a lot about us.
I think I'll let that go to voicemail. I'm not getting as much voicemail as I used to, and it's not just me. The internet phone company Vonage, for instance, crunched some numbers recently for USA Today and concluded that the number of voice messages on the service has fallen almost 10%. There's got to be a message in that statistic, and if your guess is that it has to do with texting, I'd say you are on to something. That's the letters U and R, by the way. Texting is faster. You don't have to wait through an outgoing message. You can skip the verbal niceties, and frankly, you can skip the basics of grammar and syntax. You can text while standing in line at Starbucks, watching Monday Night Football, or pretending to be engaged in a staff meeting. Plus, you avoid that nagging anxiety about whether your voicemail will ever be heard at all. A feeling that is not misplaced. Vonage says retrieved voicemail has fallen 13%. Okay, time for full disclosure. I'm a texting resistor. I can't stand that feeling of being always available. I even tell people my mobile phone doesn't receive texts, so they'll have to leave voicemail. Some refuse to believe me or are so dismissive of voicemail they won't leave one. And later they ask me, didn't you get my text? I suspect this shift to texting is only partly about efficiency. I mean, voicemail isn't that onerous. I think this is really about a power struggle of sorts. What we all want is the ability to get our own messages across this second and to answer others in our own sweet time. For senders, texting works even if the recipient is right in the middle of... Oh, I actually got to take this. Keep in touch. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Rob Walker is the co-editor of the book Significant Objects, 100 Remarkable Stories About Unremarkable Things. We actually had him on to talk about it not too long ago. Kind of interesting. There's a link to that interview on our website, marketplace.org.